Weirdo. Weirdo Book 1. Written by Arne Doe and read by Stig Weems. Here we go again. Even in a new school, in a new town, my year is about to start out the exact same way it always does. What's your name? Weir. That's an interesting name. What's your surname? Says Miss Franklin. That's the bit I really hate. Why does everyone have to ask for your surname? Weir, what's your surname? She asks again. Doe. Doe rhymes with go. Uh-huh. Your name's Weir Doe? It's not really, is it? Yes, actually it is, I reply. Weirdo! Get ready for it. In exactly 3 seconds, all the kids will start laughing. One, two, three. That's the story of my life. So what's your sister's name? Play? Play-Doh? What's your father's name? Taekwon? Taekwondo? What I would give for a surname like Smith or Jones or Chapman or Fletcher. Anything. Even Goop Goop goes better with Weir than Doe. What's your name? Weir Goop Goop. Yay! I guess when they gave out surnames, I lost. Big time.
Here we go, Weir. Jones, Smith, Doe, Goop Goop. Let's see what your surname will be! Doe! Weirdo!
Weirdo? Oops. Thing is, my dad was born in Vietnam. His last name is Doe. Yep, rhymes with go. My mum's last name before she married my dad was Weir. She really loved that name. So I got lumped with Weir Doe. Weirdo. Lucky me. My parents could have given me any first name at all, like John, Kevin, Schmevin, anything. What about Rusty? Rusty Doe! Sounds like a movie star.
I'd like to thank my parents for my cool name.
Or maybe a famous country music singer. I'm glad I'm not a weirdo. Instead, I'm stuck with the worst name since Mrs. Face called her son Bum. Now, that was a funny roll call. Kevin Clark, Mary Connors, Bum Face. Anyway, back to class. Children, it's rude to laugh at someone's name, says the teacher. I'm sorry, Weir Doe. Please sit down, Weir Doe. And then it started. I could tell the teacher was trying really hard not to laugh. It's a sign when people's cheeks puff up like they're about to explode. I'm actually an expert on the subject. I've seen it a lot. My kindergarten teacher, my year one teacher, my year two teacher. The day I was born. What's his name? Weir Doe? Finally, my new teacher ran out of the classroom. Then finally returned. Please, take a seat, Weir. I was so busy trying not to look embarrassed, I forgot I was wearing my sister's old shoes and tripped. That's when a girl reached down to help me up. As I looked into her face, I thought she was the most beautiful girl in the world. Her pencil case read, Bella Allen.